Today I'm going to visit with Joshua Heyer, Superintendent, Ogden School District. You know, school, not far away.
It's close. It's right around the corner, Jim.
Yeah, I know. You were one of those that was hoping the legislature would have done something, give you a little flexibility there on that calendar. But 23rd, everybody will be starting there. What for Ogden, what do you, because does everybody start the same time or do you do some conferences? How do you work that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jim. And I honestly let everybody that's listening know. We actually will start on August 15th with our new teachers.
Okay.
So they'll come back and then everybody will report on August 16th. Excited to open up the doors and have kids in the hallways on August 23rd, as you were indicating. And we actually will have that for our 6th through 12th grade. Yeah. And that designated Friday the 23rd for our pre-K through 5 is going to be more of a open house, get to know your teacher, welcome back kind of event. And Amy Krause, our principal, will be sharing that information out with families on what that exactly looks like.
So. Chance for him to come in, see, here's where you're going to go, here's what you're going to do, this is what you got to know. Kids, here's your teacher, and they'll all find out. A lot of them will already know, maybe.
I'm sure they'll be looking at Infinite Campus and getting all that information.
So that's right. Still for registration. I'm guessing most registration's taken care of, but still, there is that opportunity. Everything has been done online over in Ogden. You've done that for a number of years now.
We have. We transitioned before I even came superintendent to everything online. We've really tried to automate and put everything into that online program so that when you go and register, it's kind of a one-stop shop. But we were still encouraging families, if you have not registered your child, whether you're new or even returning, just to update that information. That way we have accurate numbers on who's going to be returning back to school for 24-25.
So that's, again, that's still available. Check. If you haven't done it, go to ogdenschools.org. You can go through the registration process. And I'm guessing if people run into issues or have trouble, you might have new people moving into the district, things like that.
Yes. So if you have questions or concerns, our secretaries will be actually returning, Thursday, August 1st.
Okay.
So you can contact our secretaries and or a kind of a centralized location for us would be our HR director, Christine Owen, at the district office. We want to be able to help you and support you through this process. So reach out to anybody. They'd be glad to help you.
All right. So in the interim, summer projects, we talked a little bit about this last time, some of the things that were going on. And the track is done, Fisher Tracks. You got that kind of refinished. Preservation is a big thing for outdoor tracks here in Iowa. So got to have that taken care of. That's done. And I know you were putting in some new security locks and things.
Yeah, we've done a number of projects over the summer. I guess hats off to our custodians, buildings and grounds crew. They obviously are doing that deep clean of, boy, I saw the other day we have 150,000 square feet that they're cleaning. But wow. Besides that, they're also managing critical projects, such as making sure that the track is getting resurfaced. We put a new roof on a portion of the elementary. We're updating some of our playground composite for there. And then, like you indicated,
it wears out.
It does.
It goes away. It's sometime in their shoes. But
I think they take it with them home.
Yeah.
I'm sure parents appreciate that. And then, yes, like you were saying, we are doing some safety improvements as well, as far as putting on some switches to see if doors are left open, looking at some locks and centralizing or minimizing the amount of keys that we have in our buildings, and also having push button on all of our interior doors so that we can lock those in the event of an emergency situation.
Yeah. All that security now that we're looking at, or at least, it's not that you need it and it might never have to use it, but it's there if you do need it.
Absolutely.
So, I know, and I'm guessing Ogden District, much like, because I know you have a sizable area and you have people that are open and rolling into your district, but I've talked to a couple of boards, haven't talked to any of the Ogden board members, but like at United and stuff like that, occasionally I'll get a chance to visit with one of them. And the recent change in the state law on open enrollment and buses going into other districts, so there is a change out there that is available. Have you started taking a look at how that's going to affect Ogden, what you're going to be doing?
We did look at that actually in our July regular board meeting, and I knew that it was going to be coming out. I had talked to a number of individuals, and after it had passed in May, I think through legislative session, we really wanted to say, what implications is this going to have to Ogden? And the law that you're referring to is House File 2278. And really what it says is that it used to be your boundary is your boundary.
Yeah.
Unless you have a mutual agreement with a resident district, otherwise you really cannot enter in there. And the new law has two different stipulations on it. And it says, first off, you can extend your boundary a maximum of 2 miles outside of your boundary. But the second criteria is so long as the open enrolled district is closer than the resident district attendance center. So for Ogden specifically, you know, like a Perry or Woodward Granger, it doesn't apply mm-hmm. because it would take further to come to Ogden than it would to go to your resident
sure.
district. But with our geographical location, you do look, and we have Southeast Valley directly to the north.
Yep.
And open enrollment has always been a benefit for Ogden.
Yep.
We are open enroll probably plus 160 kids. So we really thrive and appreciate our mm-hmm. open enrollment.
Yeah.
But yeah, our board did take action on that actually at the July meeting. And ultimately we said, there are kids and we need to look at a way that's a win to help the student so that they are not in a bus for a significant amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a financial responsibility to the district as well.
Sure.
You know, and whenever you're going to be adding more miles to your square foot or excuse yeah. me, square yeah. miles that you can travel, it's going to eat up some of your transportation costs.
Yeah. So there's pros and cons to everything here. So, and that's something you have to weigh in. Yeah, I know you have a number of students. Again, the north end of the district has always been one of those that's been, I prefer to go here, or this is where I want to go, and or you know, go to Valley. So, yeah, I can see where there's those challenges out there. I'll let you work them.
Yeah,
I mean, other districts are looking at a lot of the same kinds of issues. What you know, who's going where, and who wants to go out, and there are some that just don't want it. They want to continue to go the same way they've been. So. We'll see how it works out, too. Other things come up at your July meeting besides that? I know there's a few other things that you did because we were kind of wrapping up, well, kind of getting ready for the new school year, doing things like that. So most everything else?
Other than that, it's pretty much just standard business.
Yeah.
We did some hiring. We've actually buttoned up some of our final positions that we had open even the last week. We were able to get an ag teacher that was in our board meeting. It'll be in our August board mm-hmm. meeting for consent approval. But we got an ag teacher. We got a business teacher. Really, even some of our other coaching positions, we've really kind of cleaned some of those up.
Kind of filled them out?
Yes. Yeah, the only thing that we're looking for is a math teacher yet. But we have a solid plan in place in the event that we can't secure somebody.
Okay. Well, we're all looking. Some people are. Some districts are still looking for some of those. God, didn't I see down in some of the suburban districts look at special ed teachers? And again, those have been a challenge.
Yeah, even in mid July here, they're having career fairs with a number of openings that they need either classified or certified staff. So I wish we were in a better shape, but we're in better shape in comparison to other districts.
Well, we do know that you did have a second meeting in the middle of the month here. You still had more meetings here. But this was a collaborative meeting with Ogden City Council. You went to the City Hall and basically just talk about some of the things that are going on from the city side and what the school district is looking at. Get some lines of communication going so we know what we're having. Obviously, you started a lot of that discussion with the SRO.
Correct. Yeah, I think that was kind of the initial start of it. And, you know, honestly, when you have two governing bodies that have, I think, the same interest in mind, we want the benefit of Ogden, the city of Ogden, Ogden Community Schools. We want our community to thrive. So how are we making decisions that are complementary to each other? You know, and I think for everybody to get at the same room at the same table and have those conversations, and how can we look for situations where the decisions that you are making are complementary and supporting the things that we're doing was ultimately what we were doing. And honestly, I think we sat around for probably an hour and a half, I think was what that work session mm-hmm. was. And there's a number of great things that were discussed and looking at the current partnerships that we have, such as our SRO that we're going to be sharing, and or is there future opportunities for us to do things? So overall, a great work session, and you know, a minimum, we're looking to probably do that annually every July.
At least keep updated, and I know one of their concerns was the amount of parking around, especially when you get events and activities going on there. It does get a little crowded. I know they've had some public safety concerns about it.
So. It does. Yep. And we're fully aware of that. We did a facility audit last year, and obviously they identified that. It was something that we already knew. I think the biggest thing is how do we come up with a short-term solution to a big problem that is probably during the winter months? You know, a lot of times when you have your wrestling events and or you got multiple basketball activities going on, we do have people and not enough parking, honestly. So I think I'm going to be working with our team to figure out what that short-term solution is. I think a long-term solution is obviously we need to design better traffic flow and adequate parking for our high school complex.
I was going to say, anytime you have a wrestling event, it's a big event.
It is a huge event.
You get a lot of people there, and they come from all over. That's it. I mean, you know, you got a lot of people from out of town that they just, a lot of them may just know that it's going to be a parking issue, so they try to get there early and get up close or something. Other things we know that over there, the some of the youth programs that are going on, they've had a lot of success with those. Obviously, feeds right into a lot of the things that the school is doing, too, as they come up through middle school and into high school.
Absolutely. So I like our youth programs that they have that are ran through the city. Obviously, that's a great feeder program for us. And we want our students to be able to experience those things at a younger age and hopefully find a passion or a love so that they, when they enter into the secondary level, that we can continue to do those and have success.
And even before you, I knew this was one of the hot topics about housing, because you got Matt on the board. So first of all, he is really big into housing. So, but that is something that the district likes, because we'd like to see more houses, because then generally you're going to get new families in there and more students.
Yeah, I think the initial started with the conversation with Fairway. You know, I don't know how long ago that was, 3 to 4 years ago. Yeah. But they ultimately said, we want to have, you know, I believe 100 to 150 new residential homes in Ogden over a 10-year span. And that really allowed us to get Fairway in the community. And since then, I think, you know, they're doing well. I think there are over 40 homes in. Clearly, that's a benefit for the city, but it's a benefit for the school as well. Yeah. We need resident students walking in our hallways on a daily basis. So that's another situation where, how can we find a win-win? And I think a strong school system is going to naturally...
It's an attraction, isn't it?
It entices
families. It's part of a quality
families.
Of life. Then.
Yep. Yeah. It entices families to come over to Ogden. And then obviously some of the amenities that the city can do is something that's going to attract families as well. So I think it's a, how does the left hand and the right hand support each other?
Well, that's still going forward. I know that's just one of those things that both are interested. Again, new homes as a rule, eventually, even if they're just being rehabbed and stuff. Well, I think what Mr. Carlson moved in.
Absolutely.
Into, one that was just redone and renovated. So, yeah, it's having a market. That helps a lot. Let's see. Most recently, you did have a special meeting where you just purchased a van.
We did. Yeah. And I hate Good doing luck. Special meetings. Yeah, you know, we're just so busy. And I don't know if you're aware, but in legislative code, it says that you can purchase a used vehicle that is over 8 passengers. If it's 8 passengers or less, you can buy new. Well, used 12 passenger vehicles are very hot commodity across the state
and
of Iowa.
They're very rare, yeah.
Yes. So when you find that unicorn, you need to act quickly on it. And Denny Good, our transportation director, was able to secure an idea that one might be coming available, and we didn't want to lose out on that opportunity. All of our fleet is 8 passenger or less, and we think that having a 12-passenger vehicle is really going to open up some options. You know, for, you know, maybe we have a small team that's going to be going to a cross country or a golf event or our cheerleading squad or what have you, and now all of a sudden we don't have to employ a bus driver for that. So we did go ahead and have a special meeting so that the board could go ahead and approve him to purchase that vehicle.
You're not the only one. I saw think Boone did that a couple months ago. Well, look what I found. Here we go. It's like finding a golden nugget out there somewhere. Yeah, that was one of those interesting things that not too many people really knew it was going on. They just, oh, yeah, you can just do that. Well, not necessarily.
Correct. So, yeah.
Other things that are coming up now as you're getting ready for the, again, you got your new teachers coming in, and I know the chamber's going to come over and get your new teachers and do a new teacher welcome thing, but some of the things to acclimate, because you do have a few that'll be new to the district, but acclimating just to what we're doing, here's our philosophy, and here's what we're doing for professional development, things like that.
Yeah, so Terry Bohr is a longtime Ogden teacher, and she's also our mentor specialist, and she's actually planned a really high-quality professional development onboarding, just kind of a welcoming opportunity for our new staff, and that's going to be on August 15th. Actually, last week, I already sent out my message welcoming everybody back and said, it's hard to imagine, but you're me in the hallways 3 weeks from now. But ultimately, we're looking at really building on our strategic plan that we identified last year, and really building on that, and mm-hmm. what does that look like moving forward. And we have a number of activities planned for all staff on the 16th. We're going to hand out some t-shirts for them, and really we're going to invest and identify activities within Boone County, because we want to be able to say, what are some external partnership opportunities that we have? And I think the best way to do that is to expose our staff to what Boone County has to offer. So that's some things that were kind of in the works between the 15th and the 16th.
Sure. I know that one of the things that you have been doing, working with Boone on EDGE, that kind of thing, you've got some working arrangements with the Boone District on that. Again, career opportunity type things that young people can work at. And you've got a number of students that are interested in some of those options.
We do have a number of kids, and we're obviously looking at how can we support those students. And if there's a partnership out there that we can have that's beneficial for us, we're certainly going to look into doing those things.
Mm-hmm. So just opportunities. I got a lot of them. Got to keep working at this, right?
Yes. So, the work will never go away. Yeah.
All right, so as far as we're coming back here, so now you have principal on. Both your principals are there, and you, I think you're all going, started beginning of July. But your other staff, your dean of students and everything else, that's going to be coming up here?
Yes, they will return actually on August 1st. That will be when our secretaries return. Dean of students will be there. Our other directors, they're really full-time positions, so we've been kind of working over the summer. Principals have been pulling in their leadership teams and really developing their operational plan and goals for the school year. So honestly, we're close to being ready to get kids in the hallways, you know, and that's what we want. We want kids in the hallway and seeing how their summers went and really moving forward.
Well, we'll keep going ahead. Again, for any parent that has not done so yet or wanted to again, or if you just moved into the Ogden District or something like that and want to take a look at the registration, go online. Ogden's done it for some time, online registration. So check it out. If you have any questions, after the first, call the school.
Call the school
after the
first.
Somebody will be there to help.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for coming and visiting with us today.
Thanks, Jim.